Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.
Man, they call me redneck, I reckon that I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope, I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
It's a balmy 7 degrees out, but the AC blaring. I don't know, may change tomorrow with snow. You never know out here. Hey, Carmelita, rest of the work. Ray, how you doing?
Good.
Doing good.
Russ is not going down with Joyce tonight. He texted me earlier, said he was feeling good, so he took some meds. Said it might kick his ass, so I'm assuming it kicked his ass. You know? But, you know, I've been watching lots of stuff going on and everything, and it's just like things are perking up very fast and very quick. And with this Trojan horse, the Carmelita gave me the idea on that the other night, because I think that's some better stuff. But all these fuzzy illegals coming into our border and then coming into other borders in other countries as well, I think it's what this is, too, you know, for Islam. Everything,
so, because I'm seeing that. What do you think,
Carmen? What's your outlook on that? I'm sorry, I didn't get that. What was that? So I've been seeing an awful lot. There's a lot of chaos going on.
Who's in the hospital?
But the illegals coming into the border and coming into the other countries and stuff like that.
You have a lot of static on your line. There's a lot of static. You're not coming in clear for me.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. How's okay. that? Is that better?
Yeah, it's a little better. It's just you got some, like, you know, it's just background sound.
Probably my fans, because I got it going right now. I had to turn the heat off and turn the fan on. But, you know, we're seeing a lot of flooding coming into our borders and stuff. And also in other countries, with Islamists and stuff, and, you know, and gave me the idea of the Trojan Horse, and I'm wondering, you know.
Yeah, but I stipulated before. I mean, it's false. It's a false flag down there in Texas, okay? It's an election cycle. Abbott's got to do what he needs to do to try to win the votes that he knows that he most likely won't possibly get, okay? Their whole objective is to try to turn Texas blue. That's their objective. There's three pieces of the wall or more missing from the border wall. You've got the buses waiting on the side for the illegals to pass over. They're putting them on the bus. You got three black trucks following each bus full of luggage, and that's feds. You got Representative Ken Buck, who refuses to vote for impeachments against Mayorkas because he's stipulating he wants to see new evidence. I don't know what more evidence that they need. It's a snafu foo bar CF, okay?
Yeah.
And Ray knows what that means. So, I mean, it's just... You know,
it's to create chaos and to collapse, you know, the economic systems of states and everything, too. And, you know, and like you said, elections are coming up, and as we get closer, we're going to see a lot. We're going to see a lot more shit, you know.
Well, there's a lot of shit going on over in Europe as well. I mean, Spain, as a matter of fact, you know, they have an illegitimate socialist prime minister, and they thought they were going to push through a bill, but it didn't get pushed through, obviously, because I'm not sure whether you realize it or not, but the legitimate individual, he fled, and to my understanding, I believe he fled to, he's in Belgium, he fled to Belgium for security purposes, mm-hmm. but he is the actual legitimate prime minister of Spain, but the people are more conservative than anything, and the socialists took a hit, as a matter of fact, today in regards to this bill. So like I said, they're trying to flood not just the U.S. They're trying to flood everywhere with all of these immigrants. I mean, France, everything that the uprising in France has already fled over into Germany and over. I mean, it's just the farmers are uprising to a point where Macron, okay, he's trying to cover his own ass, but you can forget about that. That's not happening either. It's just chaos as a whole, not just the U.S., but chaos as a whole. Everybody has to look at the whole big picture here.
Right.
You
and
know,
we notice the elites doing this because they want to keep that power of control, which they have lost because a lot of people are waking up and fighting back and everything.
Well,
they're losing
control. But the problem is, as long as they keep the chess game going, it's going to continue to be chaos at this point because of what they're trying to do in the background. What do you think about that, Ray?
No, I agree. You know, as long as they keep the chaos going and it keeps the people confused as to what's going on socially, financially, it makes it hard for anyone to, kind of catch a breath, right? We're constantly worried about we're going to be able to pay our bills. We're going to have enough money. Can we afford food? And then, you know, I political theater, I agree. You know, they've only closed down one small piece of the border. Abbott had 3 years to do something, and he waited until, you know, an election year to do it. And all he's done is he just stopped them there, right? So it's kind of like saying, well, I don't want anybody to rob my house, so I'm going to lock the front door. But you leave the back door wide open, right?
Yeah, right.
So, you know, there was 18,000 Border Patrol agents who said that they weren't going to cut the razor wire that Abbott put up. But they turned around and said the reason they weren't going to do it is because now they don't have to be there. They can focus on the other three areas that are open to do their job. They said it makes it easier for them to do their job.
Oh, yeah. I saw a video of that today. Hell, yeah.
Yeah. So it's political theater, you know.
Yeah, it's like with any, you know, I mean, it's all a dog and pony show. I mean, and that's what it comes down to. And people, the thing is, if you keep people, it's fear, okay? In any psychological operation, any psyops, all right, they use fear and intimidation. And that's exactly what they're trying to do, because here's people now struggling to even feed their families. We have more homeless today. The homelessness today is through the roof, okay? They're even kicking people out just so they can place these illegals, okay? They don't even have room for the illegals anymore. So now they're pleading with homeowners, and not just pleading. They're getting to the point where they're trying to force them to take in illegals into their home. Now that's going to cause chaos alone. So if you keep people in a constant state of panic, just like Ray said, it does not give them a chance to take a breath to be able to focus on what's really happening. But do I believe they're losing their narrative? Yes, they are losing the narrative. The elites do not have the stronghold that they felt that they once had. Okay, this Iran situation, okay, you know, with Biden saying, hey, we're going to hit here, but you can't retaliate. Well, they turned around and they pretty much told Biden, well, that would be a big, you know, F you, bud, because we will retaliate on the U.S. Mm-hmm. But the U.S. knows they have no footing, bottom line. The U.S. knows they have no footing. They will not win.
Oh, exactly. And from my understanding, they're sending out more National Guards over there.
Let me tell you what, they can send out the National Guards all they want, okay? They're weekend warriors. I mean, for God's sake, they can't even keep a Black Hawk up in the sky.
That's true.
I mean, as simple as that.
Well,
they can't.
You know, I was watching the press conference. Sorry, I was watching the press conference today. Austin was on there talking about, you know, they would strike when and where of their choosing. And, you know, the first thing I asked the wife was, you know, they want to strike Iran because Iran is feeding money into and engaging in a proxy war, right? So they're giving money and equipment and aid to different organizations, and then they're using that money, equipment, and aid to attack us and attack our allies.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the same thing we're doing in Ukraine? We're giving equipment, aid, and money to Ukraine, and they're using it against Russia.
Right.
So
and
what if
like
Putin said, hey, I'm going to strike you guys when and where of my choosing. He would be justified to do it because we want to do it to Iran. I'm telling you, I honestly think they're doing everything they can to cause some kind of conflict because it's going to make Biden more electable if he's a wartime president. People just they don't like change in the middle of conflict.
Right.
And if you're paying attention, O'Keefe Media, okay, James O'Keefe went undercover, okay, and he went undercover with one of the Biden officials who's with the cybersecurity team. He let the cat out of the bag, okay? He indicated that they are very concerned about Biden's mental decline, although it's not on paper, and also the fact that Kamala Harris, she has no popularity whatsoever, and she cannot even hold on to a Black staff. She lost the majority of her Black staff en masse. They will not. They do not want to work for her. So they are concerned, and this is what this gentleman said, too. They got it on video. James O'Keefe blew the lid on this. He came out and said, well, we can't get rid of the first black female vice president. Well, last time I checked, now, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, everybody wanted to label Obama as the first black male president. One, no, he was not. His mother is white. We got to keep reiterating on that because I think they failed to see it. And his father was a freaking terrorist, for God's sake. I mean, the man, you know, nobody wants to bring any of that up. They said they questioned Michelle Obama. She said that she will not run because she's seen all the, as she put it, the shit that her husband had been put through. Okay, that came out from this cybersecurity Biden official. When he realized as to whom he was talking to after releasing all this information, he got up and ran. And the cameraman with James, with Kifo Media, the Keith, I believe it's O'Keefe Media, ran after him. It's all on video. All on video. And then also, you know, I don't know if you guys recall the incident where that young little Maryland boy was having sex with one of the individuals in, I believe it was, I forget what office. Was it in the congressional office? Remember a while back? Oh, well, guess what? Nothing happened to him. Nothing happened to him. They said a crime was not committed. So let me get this straight. You can have sex with an official on a Senate floor, but if you step foot on the Senate floor, you are incarcerated, placed in solitary confinement. Your food is, withheld. You know, medical help is withheld. Hint, the J6 defendants. Who are now.
Yeah, but that's only for the J6 people. If you were there to protest and support Palestine, none of them people went to jail. Or if you pull a fire alarm to stop the Senate from voting, you don't go to jail. And that is disrupting government business when he pulled the fire alarm and evacuated the building.
Well, that's called ruse for thee, but not for me.
Yeah, but the fact remains, they have broken so many laws, violated the Constitution on so many levels. They are doing everything they can to dismantle the Constitution of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the progressive leftist, okay? Now, the leftists are all about segregation within the school system. So it's basically what they're doing is they're doing a reverse. They're trying to take it back. They're trying to take this country back 100 years, okay? Bottom line, 100 years is exactly what they're doing. And they do not like the fact that there are masses that are awake. And like I said, the global elites are losing their footing. They're losing their stronghold. And that's why you're seeing all of this chaos, everything, the chess pieces are moving so rapidly across the board that at no time can you say checkmate. You can't. Because if you keep the pieces moving, you keep the people in a state of chaos, where you have chaos, emotions are just all over the place.
Well, word is currently that Klaus Schwab is even getting scared now because of losing control of everything, because people are fighting back against him as well. You know, and everything, too. And it's like you were stating on the last episode of the show is that, you know, with Ukraine, all the money laundering stopped, so they got to get that money somewhere with another war.
But Ukraine is going to come to a halt. I'm telling you right now, Zelensky lost trying to get rid of his general. There's fighting going on right now within the political side and the military side. General's not going anywhere. He couldn't get rid of that general. He was trying to get rid of his top general. He lost.
Yep.
He lost. So Zelensky knows.
And I said this since day one. The elites are getting this money from Ukraine. That's where they're getting their money laundering from. And once that stops, it's going to kill them. So they're just barely hanging on by a thread.
Well, I'm not gonna say they're barely hanging on by a thread, because you have one of the largest money laundering schemes ever, okay, within Ukraine. But Zelensky is now realizing, whether people realize or not, Russia is winning.
Oh, yeah.
They are not going to lose. They are winning. It's simple as that. And then Zelensky, to want to get rid of his top general, and he lost, he couldn't do it. It was a null and void.
Don't be surprised that general will kind of exterminate Zelensky anytime soon. Just saying.
You know, I think I went back and kind of reviewed last. The last show and the one before that,
mm-hmm.
and you know, one of the things I used to get on the guys that the guys and girls that used to work for me, and it was a quote from Teddy Roosevelt, and it said that identifying a problem without identifying a solution. And I was kind of surprised. I've got quite a few friends that listen to your show, William. And so, you know, I want to bring up a couple things, because we have to find a way to beat this, right?
Right.
So one of the ways you beat it is. And obviously most of the people that listen to your show, they don't subscribe to victimhood, right? They don't believe that they're victims.
Right, and they shouldn't.
But one of the things that people have to realize is this can be beaten, right? We can win. And we can win without violence unless mm-hmm. we're pushed to it. But one of the ways we win is, one, you have to keep them from controlling what you have control over. So first of all, you have to be able to control your home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for your kids, too. One of the ways you do that is, and people forgot, everyone focuses on national elections. National elections are important. Who's the president is important, because it makes us stronger, it makes us weak. Who our congressmen are is important. Who our senators are is important. But who sits on your school board? What kind of garbage are they pumping into your kid's head? Your local elections are probably more important than your national elections, because your community is a part of you, and it should be a part of what you believe in, your values. And so people need to, one, pay attention. Who's running for local office? Your school board, your zoning board, right? Who's running for city council? Who's running for mayor? Who's running for chief of police or for your sheriff? Does the individual running for the sheriff's office, do they
right.
support the Second Amendment? Does your governor support the Second Amendment? Do your state representatives support the Second
right.
Amendment? So that's the first thing you got to do. The second thing you got to do.
Carmelie can tell you, my friend, is that our governor here doesn't support anything except for what the corrupt supports. You know, but there is a lady who I love dearly that's my best friend that's running for governor again, Karen Bodini. You remember her, don't you? Don't you, Carmelie? She's fixing to run again here pretty soon. There's
yeah,
enough top curve. I talk to her all the time, so and everything. So y'all look out for her, because she's going to make an announcement. It's going to shock everybody pretty soon. And I promised her I wouldn't say what it is. But you know, too, as well, you know, we're being screwed by both sides of the park. And one of the things, you know, I want to stress that there, quit being loyal to your parties and be loyal to yourself in the picture. Okay? I'm a conservative, but I'm not loyal to the party because we disagree so many times. I look for the person. I look for a lot of qualities.
No, I agree. We've got rhinos out there that are just as bad as before left.
And, you know, and Carmelita can tell you, Ray, I know lots and lots of politicians, and, you know, I wouldn't trust any of them. I know them personally.
Yeah, I trust very few. So, but that's one way that people have to start looking at home. They need to make sure that the people that represent their community represent their values and their belief systems. The other thing you got to do is you got to make sure that they can't starve you. So you got to have food security. Because when people start starving, especially people with families, when a man looks across the table and he can't feed his wife and his kids, he's going to do whatever he needs to do in order to feed them. And if the government says, hey, we'll feed you, we'll take care of you, he just might do it. So he needs to make sure that he has food security. And I tell everybody I meet, you know, if the grid goes down or they decide to shut the money off, have money. Even if you're only saving a couple of bucks a month, save a couple of bucks a month in cash. And whenever you go to the store, try to use as much cash as possible, because as long as you're keeping currency in circulation, it makes it harder to get it out of circulation. And don't keep large bills. Keep, like, you know, ones, fives, and tens, because if things get bad, no one's going to be able to write a 100 for you. All right?
That's right.
But a $1 bill is going to go a lot further if you can't get into a Mac machine. So, you know, one of the things that people's got to think about is how do we fight this? What do individuals do to save themselves? Because there ain't nobody coming to save you. We're on our own. Right?
That's right.
If America can't save America, we're on our own.
Right. I was thinking that the other night, because it's like, you know, the ones going to suffer the most, right, are the city folks. Well, we desert people out here, you know, we don't have to survive up here on our own. But the ones going to suffer are folks in the city, because they're going to be hit with everything there. You know. Then they'll come our way looking for food, looking for whatever they can. Stuff, you know, so. But that's one of the things I kind of, I'm afraid of. But I live right out in the middle of the world, so I'm pretty well off, you know, where I'm at. But, too, you know, start stocking on food. You haven't done it yet, start doing it. I've been stocking it for years. You know, if they shut the water off, well, I'm good to go because I got water well. If they turn the electric off, I got the generator.
Are you paying attention to who's been, who, you know, who joined BRICS? Have you been paying attention to that?
Yep, I sure have.
Saudi, they confirmed the kingdom has joined BRICS. South African minister says Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, and UAE also confirmed members. Argentina will not join. You know,
India,
I mean,
joined.
Huh?
India joined.
India joined?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Argentina will not join. Then you got, you know, 150 House Democrats, including that Hakeem Jeffries. Another one. And he was caught drunk driving. Slap on the wrist. Slap on the wrist.
Oh, yeah. Nothing done to him. Yeah,
okay, I mean, I'm looking at, honestly, I'm looking at the judicial system, and I'm looking at it failing, quite frankly, from what I, even from what I've seen here. A
well, it is. And then,
under the influence of alcohol, a sheriff, drunk, driving a vehicle, man crossing the street, He ran him over, killed him. No charges. They said it was the man's fault for crossing the street. Sheriff was not charged with DUI.
Bro, the people that put him into office need to get him out of office.
I don't know if you heard, but over here just a few days ago, they had a raid on a bunch of sheriffs that failed to substitute do with the DUIs and stuff over here with reports and everything, and the FBI raided the Albuquerque Sheriff's Department and everything. So there's some big shit going down over here with that. But a lot of DUI cases got canceled because of it. So it's a big thing going down up here. But you got a caller, I think it's our friend Mike Singapore. I think I'll bring him on here in just a minute. But I don't know, guys. It's getting more ugly and more ugly and more ugly, you know, day by day. But it's wrapping up fast, too. You know?
Well, at least Disney lost. They lost their lawsuit. So.
Yep. So let me bring Mike on. Hey, caller, how's it going? Hello, caller, are you just listening, or this Mike? No, I guess they're just listening in. So I'll put them all back on mute. But, you know, all this stuff and everything going on, you know, we know why what's going on, but what the real focus is, you know, they're taking our focus off of, too, the uprising and everything going around the globe and stuff. But I haven't seen this much shit in a long time, you know.
Well, it's getting crazy out there. I was.
Go ahead. No.
Go ahead. I was telling Carmelita here the other day, and none of the media is talking about it. Here last week, they had a First Republic Bank to fail, and the Treasury Department arranged for J.P. Morgan to buy them out. It's the third major bank failure in a year, and it's the largest lender to collapse since 2008. They were bigger than Silicon Valley. None of the media, not even Fox, is talking about it. It's like it never happened.
Wow. Things are happening fast and collapsing too. You know?
Well, what they're doing is they're consolidating assets into just a few locations, right? So if they can whittle all these banks down into just a handful of financial institutions, when it comes time to shut them off and then switch over to digital currency, it's easier. That's why I say you gotta keep cash on hand. You gotta keep something of value. If it's not cash, alcohol, copper. You know,
I've been storing copper. I've been storing copper, believe it or not.
No, I have enough alcohol to at least keep a county drunk. That I can promise you. I mean, I inherited that. They should have fun with bottles of 1934 wine and gin and all that. God bless them.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that should light something up.
Just make sure Pelosi don't get hold of it.
Well, I'll tell you what. People need to take into consideration. They really need to realize that this is not a joking matter. I mean, you know, a lot of people talk about conspiracy theories and all that, and the problem is these so-called theories, as they put it, have come to fruition. the reality. They're not conspiracy theorists. They're conspiracy realists. Everything that individuals have spoken about years ago are, in fact, happening right before their eyes. And the thing is, like, you know, it's all backwards. It's completely backwards, okay? The lies are truth, and the truth are lies. And it's just all about confusing people. And then, God forbid, if you speak up, that's why they're trying to attack the First Amendment. They're doing the best they can. And the case, keep in mind, that Supreme Court ruling, that case is coming up, okay? And it, I believe one of the defendants in that case is the Gateway Pundit. So this is a very big case to pay attention to. A very big case.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't recall exactly where this took place. Oh, where was it? Colorado. It was in Colorado. There was a town hall meeting of some sort in regards to transgenderism. They want to make it a crime, okay, God forbid, if you mispronounce someone, you can be held liable, okay? Get hit with a fine, possible jail time or whatever. Now, I don't know about anyone else's home, but you know what? As far as – and the woman who stood up against it, because she – get a load of this. It's called – what is it called? It has to do with a transgender. He is – she. Oh, God forbid. There you go. Hit me with a fine. It – I'm going to call it it. It is an escort. It also reads at public libraries to children and so forth. It did not like the name it was given at birth. It says it makes them cringe just hearing that name. So I believe its name has been changed to Trina or some sort. And the woman who stood up in regards and spoke out, they had her removed. They had her literally removed from the meeting because she didn't use the proper pronoun. But yet it's a guy. It is a guy who identifies as a female.
Well, you know, there's a plan behind this. The plan behind all of it. So, you know, they've been dumping fluoride in our water since World War II. You know, they learned from the Nazis to put fluoride in the water. Fluoride makes you docile. There's been hundreds of studies. Fluoride does absolutely nothing for tooth health, right? But it does make the people docile. We spray our crops with Roundup. The chemical in Roundup has been found that if you subject it to frogs, male frogs turn into female frogs. And then, of course, you know, we have toxic masculinity. We're letting boys become girls. And so the whole idea is to, you know, emasculate the men in society, because if the men are weak, they won't defend themselves, and they won't defend their children or their women, you know?
That's right.
You know, I tell people all the time, men don't protect their women because women are weak. They protect their women because they're important, right? They raise our offspring. They give us children. They take care of the homes. They take care of us. But if your men are weak, you're screwed. As a society, you're in trouble. And that's why they're doing it. If they can get enough men to be beta males, they won't have a fight.
That's right. That's also too the reason why they're doing gun bans on everything right now, everywhere, you know, so we can't defend ourselves. And stuff, when they bring all these, the terrorists, which are already here, when they start doing their attacks on us, they don't want us to, you know, defend ourselves. And when the military can't do it, the military's weak now as it is, you know, we're pretty much going to be fucked. you know, that's the reason why they're doing all this, too, you know, as well. So I think that's going to fail. I mean, they will fail because a lot of Americans don't win. They're not going to get those teams up.
No, honestly, I don't know. Me being a female, I can promise you, I don't really bet down easy.
Oh, Carmelia, you'd be happy to know those two anti-gun bills failed here in New Mexico.
Really? I'm not happy to know that the Biden regimen's trying to push through to ban private sales.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that.
They're doing that, and they're trying to ban 5.56 ammo.
Good luck with that, too. But the manufacturers will not agree to that. They won't agree to it because they were like, no.
They said
pretty much 80% of their profit comes from civilian sales.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to fold, you know, if they want to fold, be my guest, go ahead and fold. But, you know, people don't realize this is how foolish people are. Do you really think the criminals out there are going to give a damn about any gun laws? Do you really think they're going to give a damn about them?
They're
able to get a hold of this at any time. There's so much. Even on the black web, these people must think, you know, all Americans are stupid. There's so much going on that goes dark, and I mean dark web. And there's a lot of people that have all these connections, especially the criminals out there. Think about it. Back in the day, okay, and the government would refute, they would refute this to God forever. Back in the day in Baltimore City, in the inner city, they would, and this would be the government, they would put crates of weapons within the alleyways of the inner city of Baltimore for these gangbangers and all of them to get a hold of it. You have the Bloods, you have the Crips, you have MS-13. I mean, I could go on and on. Do you think for a moment that they are going to abide by any of the laws that this government is in place? But see, the thing is, the government thinks that the law will only apply, okay? They think it's going to apply to everyone, but they want to force it onto law-abiding citizens, people that have never broken a law in their life, okay? No crimes whatsoever. But for them to try to push it on these gang members, no way. Why do you think the majority of these politicians have walls surrounding their property? They have armed security. They get to protect themselves, but leave everyone else out there as victims. You know, Biden, if I'm not mistaken, was supposed to visit, UAW, what is that? What's that stand for again, Bix?
It's the European Union.
Okay. Well, he's supposed to be stomping for his election, okay, in Detroit. Do you know they had Detroit lined with officers and riot gear because there was lines of people lined up against Biden?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
There's a lot of people out there waking up.
Then he walked into a diner. He shuffled into a diner, they said, and he said, "Vote Trump."
Yeah.
What the is wrong? I'm telling you. And, I mean, let me tell you what. Section 8's in the military. When somebody had a mental issue, believe me, they were given a psych eval. But God forbid you have a man who mumbles half the time. I mean, I can't understand him. And as a bilingual female, I have no idea what he's spewing out his mouth half the time. And yet this man has not been given the cognitive test, if I'm saying that properly.
The
digestive
test, because I've taken
it. And he also needs a psych eval. He has dementia. I don't care what anyone has to say. There's only so much Adderall you're going to be able to pump into that old goat, and sooner or later he's going to have a freaking heart attack.
Well,
but you know,
they use actors and clones too, from my understanding, shit, we all know that he's not right in his head. The whole world knows it.
Well, I can tell you right now,
we can't blame him because
Biden,
I don't think he knows.
He doesn't know anything. He is not even aware of his own surroundings. That's why he has so many people around him to guide him. He walks around mumbling, yada, yada. They have to guide him in one direction. He can't even when they got a spot marked in bright red, he doesn't even know to stand there. He's got the Secret Service, who look like damn fools half the time now anyway, trying to guide this man. I can't even imagine how they explain themselves to their families when they go home.
It's like I said a long time ago, Carmelita, when I was diagnosed with stage 1 dementia, then I was still progressing, and I was getting worse and worse, so I started taking this medication and everything, but I was getting to the point where I couldn't remember anything, or even where I was at. That's the talk.
I wish I could. And I said,
you know, what the fuck? They got this guy over here as president? You know?
Well, again, and I'm going to say it. I'll say it over and over again, and I don't care if anybody likes it or not. He was not elected. He was selected. Okay?
Exactly.
Simple as that.
We got
as Maduro, same as Zelensky. I mean, these people are selected. You can buy the presidency. You can buy a political seat. And Madison what the hell is that kid's name? Madison Cawthorn?
Cawthorn.
Okay, he was absolutely right about the sexual scandals that go on within both political parties. How do you think they get these little rhinos to vote on the Democratic side? Because they have dirt on them, man. They have dirt on them about sexual scandals, affairs, and some really gut-wrenching stuff that I'm not about to mention.
Yeah, because they film a lot of it,
blackmail. It's all blackmail. Bottom line.
Oh, yeah. We got a caller on. We got a caller on. I think it might be Beverly. Let's see her. Our friend from Australia. Hey, caller, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you guys doing?
Oh, hey, Joe. Long time no see.
It's Bianchi. It's not Joe. Hey, look. When the courts make up a rule, for instance, you had a judge come out with a rule and said that Elon Musk could not receive what the stockholders and the board of directors voted to pay him. Well, that's not a court's business. What a private company, stockholders vote to pay the CEO. It's not none of their business. The same way is not any of the federal government's business when a state explore, drill, and extract resources out of its state.
Right.
Since Texas decided to protect its own borders, Joe Biden moved to eliminate the natural gas leases. Well, the federal government should not have leases on a state's natural resources anyway. And at some point in time, state's going to have to tell the federal government 3 words. We won't do it. We won't do it. So what are they going to do? Until you kick out some of these judges, until you start firing shots across the bow, they're going to continue to run half shot throughout the society, throughout your rights and your liberties. And
you're
have
exactly
to say
right.
no.
You're exactly right. But the problem is the states have been infiltrated by so many of Soros's little I'm trying to be nice here. I don't want to use any kind of profanity.
What?
I'm trying not to use profanity. But it has been infiltrated, the judges, these left-wing judges, and they're all Soros-funded. They're all Soros-funded. And I don't know how I don't know how that old man's staying alive, honestly, but his son's no better. Good God. His son's just as
but
bad.
But you know what, Carmelita? This goes back to what I was saying, because state judges, local judges, they're elected by the people within that state. People need to pay attention, because at the end of the day, we get the government we deserve. And the caller is absolutely right. States need to stand up for their rights, and their rights fall under the 10th Amendment. Whatever power isn't given to the federal government is reserved for the state or the people. Right? They need to start exercising that right.
These Congress people and these U.S. senators should be paid by the states that elect them, not going to Washington, D.C., getting into that pool, and you have no way to keep track of them. You pay them pay them, deposit it in a state bank account, and then you have the power to go into that account and see where what is coming into that account. Who's buying out your politician?
You're correct. And you know, at one time, senators were not elected by popular vote. They were appointed by the governor. Senators' job was to bid for the state, to take care
of
the
state.
And if they went to D.C. and they didn't do what the governor wanted to do, he'd recall them and replace them. And the senators, they changed the rules. They changed the laws. Congress approved it. And now they're elected by popular vote. And when you get in there, it's almost impossible to get them out.
No, you can't get them out. Look at some of this Dianne Feinstein, Chuck Schumer. Hell, it's... They've been in federal government longer than some people have been living.
Yep.
Feinstein served in office when I was in grade school.
She's
and
dead,
I'm 50
right?
years old. She's dead.
Yeah, she
was elected when I was in grade school, and I'm 60. That's how long she was in office. There's a good book. I recommend everybody to get a copy of it and read it, and it's called The 5,000-Year Leap. Reagan wanted to make it required reading in order to graduate from high school, and Department of Education fought him on it. But it consists of what our founding fathers had in mind when they formed this perfect experiment that we call America, okay? And our founding fathers didn't believe that politics should be a career. It was a service. You got in, you served, you got out, and you went and did what you did before you served. And they really didn't like the idea of even paying politicians, but they knew, hey, if you're gonna serve, we got to give you something. Unfortunately, they gave the Senate the ability to make their own rules, and they vote their own pay raises, and they turned it into a career. You know, you serve in the Senate, or you served in Congress. If you serve in the Senate, I believe it's two terms, which is 12 years, and you serve in Congress, I think is six terms, which gives you 12 years. You can quit. You can retire, and you draw your pension, your full paycheck, for the rest of your life.
Your full paycheck?
And then
you
get
Walter Reed. You go to Walter Reed
you
to get medical?
Yeah. You don't have to sign up for Obamacare. They exempted themselves from it.
Now, Congress people should be limited. They should be limited. You know, who else should be limited to? These officials, these heads of these agencies, the AFT, the RRS, the FAA, all those agencies, those heads should be limited to the length of time they serve. Hell, the airline industry does it with its pilots.
Believe it or not, most people don't know this.
the IRS is not a federal agency. The IRS belongs to the Fed. And the Fed is a private corporation who we don't even know who sits on the board of directors. So when they started the Fed, the Federal Reserve, they needed a way to collect the money. So they created the IRS, and it belongs to the Federal Reserve, not to the federal government. Although we fill it with federal employees.
These federal agencies make these rules. The Constitution consists of about 4,000 words. The court presidents consist of over 3,000 pages. Those are the rules that are governing Americans that Congress never voted on. That's a bunch of bull crap.
You're correct. But part of that is because our Congress is lazy, because they write the laws, but then they turn around and they give it to, say they give the law to the ATF. They tell the ATF, you interpret that law however you want. You make up your own internal rules. And that's why they change the rules on us all the time. That's why at one minute you can buy an AR-15 pistol, and the next day they're like, oh, no, that's a short-barrel rifle. You have to either register it or get rid of it, or you're a felon.
That's right.
So Congress needs to take responsibility. Instead, they gave away their rights and their powers to these non-elected bureaucrats. And you know, they usually blow in whichever direction the executive is. So normally if you've got a conservative executive in there, they lean conservative, except for Trump. And then they did everything they could to torpedo him. Usually they lean very liberal. And Congress needs to take that power back. And if they don't want to take it back, then we got to replace Congress. Got to vote them out. But at the end of the day, we get the government we deserve. And if we keep voting these people in, then we get everything that we got coming to us.
You're absolutely right. The states should control their congressperson, should call them to the floor and read them the Riot Act. Each congressional district consists of about several state districts. In the state districts, the state representatives are voted on by the people. So common sense to tell you, it's the people that control these folks, but they don't do it. They don't know to do it, and it's not happening. That's why they run Buck Wild the way they're doing.
Yeah.
No, you're correct. You're absolutely right.
Well, guys, it's getting close to that time. Everything will come back here on Wednesday and stuff, but, you know, you're right. You know, the federal government needs to be shrunk. There's a lot of things we need to do, and hopefully if Trump does win or gets in or anything, that, you know, he can do all that, but who knows? You know, anything you guys want to say before we close off, or?
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave. We got two more things before the ultimate. You got the ballot, and you probably got the convention of states to amend the U.S. Constitution to put these impulse positions on the federal government. If those two don't work, well, fellas, Katie bar the door.
You're correct. Right now, I think the number for convention of states is up to 25 right now. But we need 2/3 of the states to agree upon them, and then we don't have to go through Congress to get it done. But we got to get people involved, and nobody wants to get involved. And the other thing we got to do is, you know what, if you don't want to run for office, Go to your local election office and say, hey, I'd like to be a poll watcher. Carmelita will tell you she was a poll watcher. We need people in there to watch the votes and to make sure that things are done right. I want to read you a quote. This quote comes from Stalin, okay? So Joseph Stalin said that it's not the people who vote that counts. It's the people that counts the vote.
Hey, and I'll tell you something else. Go to your voter's registration office and amend your voter's registration, and where it asks about your demographics, put others. Don't put white. Don't put black. Put others. Because when you put black, what they do, you see how these courts is causing these southern states to create a separate black voting district? That's the information that they derive, the data that they derive in order to make these decisions. I changed mine.
You're correct.
Others. I changed mine to other. I took off black and put other because I don't want them using my information to come up with an illegal, unconstitutional, segregated district as if all blacks got to vote Democrat. That's a bunch of bull crap. I'll see you guys.
Yeah, have a good
evening,
sir. You're great America.
Thank you for calling in, my friend. But anyway, he's right, you know, and everything. But anyhow, we will come back on Monday night if you guys want to do show Monday and everything and stuff. So anything you guys want to say before we close it out?
I'm good.
Marlita, anything you want to say? Hello? I hope she didn't fall asleep. She probably put herself on mute. Forgot. But anyway, we'll go ahead and sign off, and we'll see you up here on Monday. And I tell you, you guys just keep looking and, you know, just hold on because this is going to get really, really rough. So fast and quick. Anyway, night, everybody. Right. Be careful out there.
Always, you too.
Man, they call me a redneck, I reckon that I am.